Yeah, it seems to be very tight this year. Normally, the top four, Moyne, North End, Gorey, and Shamrocks, fight their little league, and the rest of us fight ours. But there's usually two or three that have pulled off. This year, we all seem to be very tight. You know, it's looking a lot more like ourselves and Claiborne and one of the others. But look, while there's points to fight for, we'll carry on till the end.
There was that belief there at the start of the year, though. You had a win and a draw in their first three games, so they have been able to get these results. It's just been hard to get them recently.
It has. We've played a lot of games away. I think in the first 8-9 games, we'd only played one game at home. So now, sometimes that's a blessing, sometimes it's not. Look, we've got still a lot of home games. We've got to turn Buncrody now into a fortress, and we've got to make sure we pick up a large percentage of points at home. Unfortunately, we're obviously, as every game goes by, we're leaving it later and later. But as I say, there's still 30 points to play for, and as far as we're concerned, why can't we take 20 of them?
Obviously, if you take the North End games out of it, the other games have been quite close. Obviously, the 5-0 and 8-0 really stand out there, but the other games have been close. They've been, you know, one goal victories for the other team, and maybe, you know, just things didn't fall your way on the day.
To be honest with you, we've played some good football. Obviously, soccer is a results game, so you can play badly, pick up 3 points, and everything is forgiven. Play well and don't pick up points over a few games, and everything's a nightmare. So we have been playing okay. The North End games, obviously, take them out of it. But North End, to be honest with you, they're an absolutely cracking team and can probably play. They wouldn't be embarrassed as a League of Ireland team. Look, other teams will get better results against them. We didn't do well this year, but it's really now about picking up points from the teams around us.
You won't get the chance to do that this weekend. It's a cup weekend. You're going to be taking on Oilgate United at home. They're a Division 3A side, so you would be expecting a result here. But is the cup a real big focus for Buncrody, or do you see this as a chance to maybe get a bit of momentum that you can bring into the league?
At the start of the season, I would have been targeting the cup, a good cup run. But at the moment, what I'm looking at is, can we get a little bit of confidence with no offence to Oilgate, our B team have played them. We know all about them. We would be expected to win, and hopefully we can get a bit of confidence out of that. As I say, one win and we go into the league the following week with a renewed little bit of hope. But as I say, we'll take nothing away from Oilgate. They'll come out. They probably have nothing to lose. They're not expected to win. They can play football. Look, we'll give it our best shot. But as far as I'm concerned, really and truly, there's no point being knocked out of the Premier Division and having a good cup run. We really need to stay in the Premier Division. I was hoping that I wouldn't be in the situation I was in, that we'd be a few more points on the table, a little bit more relaxed, and then we could give the cup a really good crack. Look, at the moment, it's about staying in the Premier Division. Now, having said that, we won't write off the cup. The cup can give you a bit of confidence. It's a week where you can relax a little bit, not the do or die of the Premiership. Let's hope we can get a positive result on Sunday.
Just the 7 goals scored in the league so far, and that's been a real big problem for Buncrody this year. It sounds so simple, but you just need to get the ball in the net.
I make it sound so simple. If I had the answer to that, I'd have... I really would have cured it a long time ago. I think, to be honest, we've got good strikers. Unfortunately, at the moment, their confidence is shot. They're doing things that they don't do in training. It's just about getting their confidence up. Once we get their confidence up, Peter Atkinson is back for us full time, who will make a huge difference in there. Peter's just a genuinely confident guy. So let's hope that we can get a few this weekend. Peter gets on the score sheet and one or two others, and then we can build again and go. But I truly believe, after all these results, some people will see me as mad, but I think something's going to click at some point. and we're going to put a performance in. Hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so hopefully you'll get a result this weekend. And which of the games then in the league are you really targeting? These are the six-pointers. These are the games we really need to win.
Clebourne away is a huge game. Wexford Bows at home is another huge game. For Celtic, they would be the games where really and truly we have to get 3 points. Draws, good performances, they're no good to us anymore. And then, unfortunately, we're leaving it so late with 10 games to go. We've still got Gorey home and away. We've Shamrocks at home and Moyne at home. We probably have to get positive results in there as well. Whereas at the start of the season, I mean, you might have been writing them games off as it's a positive if you get something, but not the end of the world. We're now looking at every game. To be fair, I think it will be tighter this year, but 20 points is the usual target. Well, that means 10 games to go, we have 16 points to get. That's a huge, it's 5 wins at least. At least 5 wins and hopefully a draw somewhere. So we're going to have to beat one of the big boys, but we're capable of doing it in Bunclody.